Let me know when you're ready.
Good to go.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Culture Connection. It's been a few weeks. I'm feeling like, you know, hope I'm not a little rusty. Ladies and gentlemen, and now, your fabulous host, Brother Malcolm. Anyway, what's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is your host, Brother Malcolm, and it's so good to be back off for a few weeks. And we're going to try not to make that happen so frequently. But, you know, life goes on. We got so much going on in our own personal lives. And this is a labor of love. And we don't want to forget about you all. So thank you so much for your support and those who are listening. Is anybody out there listening? If you're listening, give us a shout out on the website. Please get show us some love. Let us know how we're doing. If you don't like us, if you want us to get a life, if you want us to talk about something different, if you want a new host, that's not going to happen. But, you know, your opinion matters, and I don't want you to not think that you don't have a voice. So please, we look forward to hearing from you. As always, you can hit us up on our multiple platforms of connection via Twitter at Callie Yaley. That's my personal Twitter account, or email cultureconnection@blackisonline.com. I do answer the email, so please feel free to hit us up. And if you want to leave a message of love, indifference, or hate, no hate. Please don't hate in 2014. We don't need it. 323-455-4219 is the hotline. Again, 323-455-4219. And of course, obviously, the blackisonline.com is our website, and Black is Online Twitter account. So today, many of you may or may not know, but I am a working class young man who's gotten a little education, and I am very bougie. And so I'm going to preface today's episode by saying, listen, I done been some places, learned some things, and yes, I'm bougie. So, but no, honestly, this is just all in fun and love and seriousness. So please don't get offended. If you are offended, you probably should check yourself. So today, ladies and gentlemen, today's episode of Culture Connection is ding, 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 ding. 5 signs you're a culture pigeon. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. These are signs that you are deficient in culture. Let's go to work. Number 5. If you know anything about me, you know that I work in the theater, and I cannot stand when people pronounce theater. As if a proper version of the correct version is what you're speaking. Theater is nowhere in the English pronunciation of theater. Please, if you are using theater, I'm afraid to let you know that you are a culture pigeon. I would ask that you would please type the word into Google and look up Merriam-Webster, freedictionary.com, press the pronounce icon, and have your life shattered. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's pronounced theater. Number 4 reason or sign that you are a culture pigeon. If you cannot name at least one playwright or play other than Romeo and Juliet, I hate to break it to you, you're a culture flying rat. Dramatists have long been the griots, voices, and truth tellers of our society when popular and mass media can and will not. So do yourself a favor. Graduate to being a cultural pheasant or duck. And stay away from being a culture pigeon. Number 3, if you have never, you know, and what's interesting about number 3 is that, you know, I was thinking about this, I'm like, oh, I don't know. I hope some of my friends and family don't fall into this category, but I think they might. So, hey, I'm sorry. If you've never ventured to a museum, seen an independent film, walked an art gallery, attended a non-top 40 or adult contemporary live concert, or dined at a restaurant serving something other than a Denny's breakfast food, Popeye's chicken, a Subway sandwich, or Pizza Hut pizza and sweet and sour pork, or a taco truck. I'm sorry, but you're a culture pigeon. If you have not had a taste of some kind of culinary delight other than what's on the street and you're going to get in 5 minutes, what are you doing? Life is too short not to have some, I don't know, some, okay, what is life too short not to have? There's so many things I can think of. I don't want to go too gourmet because, you know, but there's options out there. I don't know, maybe go get you some real good seafood, some sushi, some, although now sushi seems to be, I don't know, there's a whole hood element that it handles sushi now. So, you know, maybe sushi is not about, no, I'm being silly. But no, I mean, just, I'm just saying, expand your horizons. If you've never, you know, tried to learn something about natural history, science, or aerospace in a museum, or seen a famous painter's painting, or gone to hear an independent artist, if you've never been to an independent film, that alone is an incredible experience, because usually those films are not about mass marketing, mass media. A lot of times they're about telling truths. A lot of times they're about art making, about telling a story, and it's not about switching the frame and keeping you interested for every action. Oftentimes they're not about having a star, but it's about telling truth, giving power to truth and stories and to real life scenarios and brilliant writers, directors, folks who are just coming on the scene who've got talent. And that goes for not just film, that's music, that's theater, that's television. I mean, with the advent of the internet, my people, I mean, you don't even have to go anywhere. You can look stuff up on your laptop, on your iPad, on your phone. Please do some Google searches and get yourself some culture. Because what we want to do is we want to graduate from pigeon to pheasant to duck. And some of us, we're going to get into, you know, blue jay, red robin. And some of us are going to get to eagle before it's all over with. Now, vulture, vulture takes years. But let me go into number two sign you're a culture pigeon. If your idea of culture is only represented in the following acronyms, you are a culture pigeon. NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, NCAA, MMA, ESPN. Now, I say that because now technically, yes, sports is culture. But if it is the only thing that you associate as culture, that is hilarious. That is hilarious. Ooh, my people, you don't even realize. Maybe you heard it. But yeah, my SportsCenter app just went off in the background. I'm not ashamed. Yes. But that means I have multiple levels of culture. All I'm saying is don't let SportsCenter be your only culture. That was funny. Wow. You know what? That's almost like, all right, God. That was a little message from God, like, Negro, get off your high horse. Okay, I'm going to finish up now because that was a little sign. That was hysterical. Wow. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. And the number one sign, you're a culture pigeon. If this is your first episode of Culture Connection, we know you're a culture pigeon. But cheer up. If you stick with me, this is the beginning of your training. And before you know it, you'll be clawing your way to vulture status. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for your support of Culture Connection, and I want to thank you that you have listened today in an effort to improve your quality of life through culture. As always, remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And until next time, peace. Oh,